Geek Radio Daily for Thursday, November the 12th, 2009. All the geek without the wait. It is the Vicar yet again on the microphone, broadcasting live this morning from the Vicarage. That's the slightly different acoustics, but it's all going to be fun. It's all going to be fine. Billy Flynn, by the way, feeling better. The Flintstress, not quite so much. And now the Bruce, not feeling so good either. So we're just calling it a wash for your regular crew for the rest of this week, which is cool. Because it's already Thursday, so why not? You got the scab crew, me, for the next couple of days. Hopefully, knock on wood, next week on Monday, you guys will have your regular crew back. And as I often like to say for any first-time listeners, yeah, normally you have a competent and entertaining host. However, you have to live with this for a couple of days. Howdy, y'all. Hope you're doing well. It's Thursday, so we got some patio books goodness that we need to get to in just a little while. This day, 1933, Hugh Gray takes the first known photographs of the Loch Ness Monster. You've seen those where it looks like a stick coming out of the... Yeah, anyway. Haven't those been debunked now? Wasn't that a recent thing? I think it was, but I don't know. Not like it takes any fame away from Hugh, because frankly, I've never heard of him anyway. 1980, the NASA space probe Voyager 1 makes its closest approach to Saturn, takes the first images of Saturn's rings. 1980, not that long ago. 1981... In the space shuttle program, mission STS-2, utilizing the space shuttle Columbia, marks the first time a manned spacecraft is launched into space not once, but twice. Birthdays for today, 1934, Charles Manson. Wow, why is he still breathing? American cult leader, his birthday. Wally Shawn, born in 1943, a playwright and actor best known to nerds probably as Inconceivable Guy. As Vizzini in The Princess Bride. The guy's got an amazing filmography, but that's what everybody knows him from. Born in 1944, Al Michaels, American television sportscaster, also musician Neil Young, born in 1945. Born in 1958, fully 10 years, more than 10 years older than me. Wow. Megan Mullally, American actress and singer. She was Karen on Will and Grace, and I have the hugest crush on Karen on Will and Grace. My God, I think she's hot. Born in 58. Good for her. Born in this day, 1970, Tonya Harding, American figure skater. And on this day in 1982, Anne Hathaway, American actress, came to us. By the way, a personal note, this was my wedding anniversary. That just occurred to me. No, not my current one, so it's not like I'm in trouble. But my first wedding anniversary was November the 12th, 1988. Huh. Anyway, you guys want to look at TV? Let's do so. Let's see. Flash Forward, brand new, on ABC tonight. I think the Vicaress is actually starting to waver a little bit on this show. She loved the show for the first couple of weeks, and I'm not sure what it is that now she's starting to go, I don't know. I don't know if I'm in this for the long haul. CBS tonight, Survivor Samoa. The episode is entitled Tastes Like Chicken. Huh. NBC Parks and Rec, The Office, 30 Rock, all new. Fox tonight, Bones, an episode entitled The Dwarf in the Dirt. So many jokes. I think I ran that module once. The CW, Vampire Diaries and Supernatural are new. AMC, American Movie Classics, truly an American movie classic, one that I think will be recognized as such even more so 20 years in the future. Demolition Man. Mm-hmm. Biography Channel, it's all about the country music. You got your Martina McBride, you got Reba McEntire, you got Carrie Underwood. To a true country music fan, all you have to do is give any of those first names, and they know who you mean. Encore, continuing from last night with Rambo 3, even though, as Billy Flynn likes to bring up, it irritates him that there was never a Rambo 1. You had First Blood, and then Rambo, First Blood 2, and then Rambo 3. We call shenanigans. ABC tonight showing the first Narnia movie, Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. FX is showing Fantastic Four, Rise of the Silver Package. Science Channel tonight, Science of the Movies, which is a cool show anyway. Tonight's episode, Zombie Attack, Science of the Undead. Nice. And then on VH1 Classics, some Good Morning Vietnam goodness, baby. See, you got a few things to watch tonight.
Once again, it's time for Bag O' Mail.
Hey, man, I got some mail. I actually had quite a bit of mail. I just haven't been able to get to it because I couldn't remember the password to get into the podcast account. But, hey, it's been great having the Vicar back. Thank you. Hope Flynn feels better. We can have the dynamic duo back soon. Thanks for the show. That's from Walter. Also from Surreal, hello, my geeps, and happy Veterans Day. First off, I'd like to say thank you to Mr. Flynn for his service to our country, it being Veterans Day and all. But Veterans Day has another special meaning to me. It was 20 years ago today I started dating my wife. And even though she doesn't listen to this show, I just wanted to say thank you to her for putting up with this geek for all this time. This has been, as always, surreal. Look at that! Making with the sweetness up on my show, and she don't even listen, yo! You're making us all look bad, man. Stop. From Gringe over on the forums, hey, Vicar, thought the restraining orders must have caught up with you. It's unfortunate that Flynn has to be sick to get you back. Get well, Flynn. In response to your question the other week about what color the GRD core would be, how about the brown lantern core? In poopiest day, in crappiest night, no buttocks shall escape our sight. So until Vicar starts wearing a brown lantern leotard and asks the ladies to touch his power ring, make mine GRD. I would never do that. I would never do that. And then from Jordan, this one goes to the Vicar. Surprisingly enough, The Ugly Truth, this is the movie I mentioned, the rom-com I mentioned a couple days ago. The Ugly Truth was not as bad as the trailer would lead to believe. The doctor and I both were dragged to it by my girlfriend, and it turned out to be pretty fun. No hangover, but still worth watching, from Jordan. So there you go. Thank you. Thank you for the mail. I love the mail. Touch my heart when y'all write mail, yo. You can do so, yo, to Vicar Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flynnstress, or podcast at geekradiodaily.com, and we'll get them on the air. At least most of them. Sometimes, some days, there's just too much mail, but most of the time, we manage. So, yeah, write to us. That'd be sweet. In the meantime, Thursday, Podio Books, also News of the Geekly. It is all coming up on this here Thursday, November 12th, 2009 episode of Geek Radio Daily.
Hello, this is Johannes Gainsfleisch Zurladen zum Gutenberg, the inventor of printing press, movable type, and beer. After I invented the beer, I printed the Bible, just to hedge my bets. One thing I did not invent was the podiobooks.com. I think you need the Apple Pod or a computation device to listen to this podiobook thing. Many famous authors, none as famous as me, of course, have their work published over there for free download. My Bible and beer you need to pay for, of course. Podiobooks.com. The future of audio movable type in your ear. Podiobooks.com.
Geek Radio Daily for Thursday, November the 12th, 2009. All the geek without the weight. It is the Vicar as a solo host for today's show. The rest of the crew is recovering. What? Oh, okay. All right, so I'm not so much solo. It's the Vicar and a pair of little Vicarlets apparently helping me this morning. So that's fine. That's fine. We're going to do this together, people. It's a family effort, okay? You going to do that? You going to be all right with that? This is what happens when you record from the vicarage, kids, but it is what it is. Okay, here we go. First of all, let's look at patio books.
Apes don't read philosophy.
Yes, they do, Otto. They just don't understand it.
Derek Gilbert's God Conspiracy is complete. One email, five lines, 4,000 dead, and it's only just the beginning. When a small boy in Iowa, hush, when a small boy in Iowa forwards a mysterious email from God to a small group of friends, he unwittingly releases a trigger that sends blood pouring through his farming community. Also out this week, Teal McClanahan III's Untrue Tales Book 3 finishes up this week. Book 3 picks up from the same instant that Book 2 left off, in hell. It's primarily concerned with the boy's attempts to free his companions, but has a few twists and turns that will leave you wondering what really happened. And get ready to raise a racket with PodioRacket.com's episode number 21. H.E. Rollo and Rhonda R. Carpenter bring you interviews with Mark Rayner and Alex White. Also, some promos from P.G. Holyfield and Seth Harwood. So, there you go. That's what's new from PodioBooks.com this week. New episode of Podio Racket you can check out. Also, Teal McClanahan III's Untrue Tales Book 3 finishes up. And Derek Gilbert's God Conspiracy is finished as well. All of it is absolutely cool, absolutely free, so when you finish up listening to today's episode of GRD, make sure you take your fingers over to your keyboard and head over to patiobooks.com.
Potty. You're talking about Fonzie.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek news! All of your geeky news from a geeky perspective. Papa's talking right now. I'm the vicar. I have to talk. Fine. I get no respect from women of any age whatsoever. All right, first of all, from IGN, first precise details on the launch of Microsoft's Natal technology have emerged, with the motion controller slated for a November 2010 release to be supported by 14 launch games and to retail for about $80 US.
Hello. And I read audiobooks.
Natal was revealed at this year's E3 and is Microsoft's first serious move into the market that's become dominated by Nintendo since the launch of the Wii. No word on what the 14 titles are going to be, but it's guaranteed to, it's garnered the support of several key development studios and looking to rejuvenate the Xbox 360 console. I didn't know that needed rejuvenation, but apparently. Alright, DarkHorizons.com reports that the Black Cat, a.k.a. Felicia Hardy, a fictional cat burglar who currently is an occasional crime fighter and adventurer in Marvel Comics, and ex-girlfriend of Spider-Man, and apparently is going to be a key element in the upcoming fourth Spider-Man picture. The talk kicked off this weekend at Mania.com, which reported that Rachel McAdams had met with producers about that role, about one of the being one of the villains in the film, the other being a male villain currently seeking casting, which would mean that Dylan Baker's Dr. Kurt Connors character is not going to be the Lizard. From Slice of Sci-Fi, actress Pam Grier will join Smallville later this season as Agent Amanda Waller, according to EW's Michael Osiello. Amanda Waller, isn't she a, a heavier woman? I don't know. Waller's a character from the DC Universe, will serve as a potential adversary on the ninth season of the CW drama. Grier will appear in the second half of the upcoming Justice League two-parter in January, then have a recurring role through the rest of the season. And from TMZ, the bad boys from Boston aren't splitting ways after all. So here's my recant from earlier in the week. Remember I told you it looked like Aerosmith was breaking up? Yeah, they're not. Because last night, both Aerosmith frontman Steven Tyler and guitarist Joe Perry denied the breakup hoopla they helped create. Steven, who is rumored to have quit the band, put it best. Quote, there's absolutely no validity to the rumor that Aerosmith is breaking up, unquote. So apparently, Aerosmith goes on. Is that cool?
Yes.
Okay, good. Thank you so much for that. Thank you guys for putting up with us this morning. So here you go. That's what I got for today. Geek Radio Daily, licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivative Works, 3.0 U.S. license. Subscribe through iTunes and please review us while you're there. And join the forums, would you, at geekradiodaily.com. Don't miss GRD's Weekly. And please, please send us email at Billy Flynn, Vicar, The Bruce, or Flinstress, or podcast at geekradiodaily.com.